The Ministry of Health says it would seek legal backing for alternative funding of health training institutions. The sector minister, Dr. Kwikwe Ajimamensah, who disclosed this in Sunyain, said as part of the process, the ministry has set up a committee to meet with the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to approve allowances for the running of the Ministry of Health institutions. The health minister said this at the opening of the 9th Conference of Heads of Health Training Institutions in Sunyain. Sandrine Aponsa has filed this report.
The Conference of Heads of Health Institutions provides a platform for the discussion of matters affecting the administration and organization of health training institutions. The Minister of Health, Dr. Kwikwe Ajimamensah, said quality training is key to effective healthcare delivery. He said the ministry is taking realistic steps to address the numerous challenges facing health training institutions, particularly issues on inadequate infrastructure, modern medical equipment, efficient referral system, and human resource. Dr. Kwikwe Ajimamensah said over the past decade, Ghana has recorded an increase in admissions into all health training institutions from 3,506 in 2009 to 8,507 in 2013. Additionally, plans are advanced for the rehabilitation and expansion of infrastructure at all health training institutions. He reminded the heads of institutions that his ministry will enforce the policy of tutors spending time in the clinical areas to sharpen their skills to enhance effective teaching. The president of the Bunahafu Regional House of Chiefs, Anomahene of VAG, Pema Pimia Okagbrese, appealed to government to upgrade the Bunahafu Regional Hospital to a teaching one to end the transfer of patients to teaching hospitals in other regions.